Accession number 9048, reel 2.
Accession number 9048, reel 2.
We had a bosun aboard there.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been promoted from a chief bill. Very pussy he was. Mm-hmm. He used to I belonged to the side party. He used to look out for the and polish the side. You see, she had copper all around the outside of the ship for about 3 feet up. We used to have to polish that. See? He was the bosun. We were supplied with a pair of sea boots. He caught you in the dog watches with the service sea boots on. You're wearing the service boots out in your own time. He wouldn't have that. Oh, no. No, he'd make you take your sea boots off. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you were scrubbing the hammock, like.
And the Cochrane.
Ah, this is the worst ship. Mm-hmm. This is the worst ship I've ever in. The Cochrane belonged to the 2nd Cruiser Squadron, the old fleet. There was the Cochrane and the Warrior. Oh, another one of them. Anyway, she had 2 9-2s, one on the forecastle, one on the quarter deck. And then she had 4 7 and worked 7 5s in the battery.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And we used to have to load these 7 5s by hand. But having so many turrets going down to the bottom of the ship, it made the stowage of the coal very awkward. You had to shift the coal 2 or 3 times. You had to get it down there first, then shift it round down below. We used to coal ship there and get it on the upper deck first, about 500 tons of it. We should push it down anywhere, down the ash chute to the coal, to the forecastle, to the coal loom. But there was no bathrooms for the seamen. You had to wash in your mess. Very little water, either. If we was in Portsmouth, some of them used to just wash your hands and that, and their feet, and put their sailor suit on, and go ashore to Aggie Weston's for a bath. Mm-hmm. That's what it used to be then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was. The food was just the same. You've got to remember in those times it was the economic setup of the country. It was the fault, look at it. Of course, there was the Tory government in then. And the paymaster of the Tory government then was the manager, was the chairman of the Bank of England, Montague Norman. For 18 years he reigned supreme. The government done what he told. And we got exactly the opposite of what we get now. Instead of inflation, we got deflation.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Admiralty was starved of money, you see. It went on like that right up to the until war broke out. And then they had to get something on the tally and issue more pound notes. Yes. That Cochrane, she was the worst ship that I was in, especially for coal and ship. Mm. See? Used to coal from the collier. Now, it all depended how many derricks that collier had, where it was easy or where it was... You see? If there was only one derrick, you see, with two winches here, with the derrick and the fur over the O, one derrick. If you only had one derrick, the ship used to have to rig up a triadic stay between the masts. Triadic stay with a block at each hole with a collier. You see? So there was a wire from one of the winches through the block inboard back down to the O. And the other one with the derrick, the wire was joined up to it. So this, the one over the O, the winch used to hoist it up. The other winch used to pull it inboard. But this triax tray was a terrible job, you know. You had to get them all up there, right from mast to mast. Yes. You had a 3-inch wire, luckily. And that's how it used to go on. Sometimes it was about 2 or 3 days getting the coal in. But the washing afterwards, well, you had to wash in a tub of water. About a dozen's already gone through. Yeah, I went back. Actually, I went back there. And
the degree qualify was that?
I qualified for a gun there free.
Oh, gun there jail free, yes.
There was a gun there freeze, and I qualified for gun there free. Yeah. Yes. After that, I went to the barracks again and joined up with the guard, the main guard. I was a sentry outside in Queen Street. You know, so I was a sentry each side of the officer's quarters. And all round, you said, sentry, I was there. I was in the guard there. One day the writer over the drafting office sent for me. He said, you're going to China. He said, there's two ships out there. You can go which one you like. Brambo and, another one, Britomart. Brambo and the Britomart. They were gunboats on the Yangtze. I went to the Brambo. And the ship we went out there was the Doris.
Yes.
That was one of these small cruisers. I nearly lost a badge there in the Doris. I was life boy sentry all the time in four watches, you see. She was full up with different ships' companies for China.
China, yes.
See, some of them only 30. There was only 30 aboard the Bramble. See, the Robin usually didn't carry less than that. The Robin's up the West River. And one night we were going through the Mediterranean, and I was on the after deck. About 3 minutes before 12 o'clock, I was just being relieved. And I heard something fall down in the chart house. So I opened the door and went inside to see what was up. Just at that minute, the captain was going up on the bridge. See? Well, he put me in a rattle for not being at the post. I told the first lieutenant about it next morning, but I got away with it. See? I got away with it, yeah. And the Britlin was terrible. If you had the forenoon watch. Well, you didn't get no breakfast at all, because the chief PO of the mess deck, they'd be all scrubbing out before, between 7 and 8. And then he'd come along with a saltwater hose. You probably had to go on watch with no breakfast at all. When we got to the Bramble, things were different.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, things were different then, as far as the food and that. It was the most enjoyable time that I've ever had in the Navy. It was in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, before the 14. Meet the Commodore. The Chinese Commodore used to come aboard. See? And take your orders. And they were very honest, very honest. If you wanted anything, first thing I got was a bucket. Nice bucket of my own. And haircut or anything like that. Haircut, shave, clean your ears out. Don't matter what you ask him to get, he'd bring it to you. If you could, he couldn't get it now, the next time you went up the Yangtze, he'd be there. I've never tasted such good bread in my life as what I've tasted in China. Nice, nice rolls. Yeah. And it was quite an enjoyable time we had there. We used to go around and dish up the sailors' graves in all the different places. Woo woo. And all that. See? Up Nankin. See? But most of the time we were down in Shanghai. But we was in woo woo when the Second War broke out. Woo woo. And had to get into civilian clothes because China was a neutral country to them. Mm. We'd have been interned. Mm. So get down to to Shanghai.
Yeah.
Yes. Now on the at that time the Monitor was a big cruiser. She was the flagship of the China station. Monitor. It was all in Hong Kong when the German cruiser, what was his name, done all that wrecking out there.
Mm.
She went by.
Yes, the
Emden.
Mm.
The Emden.
Yeah.
It was all in Hong Kong when they went by. I went to the Triumph. Mm-hmm. Now, the Triumph was a special ship, the Triumph and Swisshaw. They were made for the Chilean Navy or something. They had 292s and 775s, 475s. I was a gun layer then, gun layer free. Although I was only AV, I came before a chief shipping gunner when it come to gunnery. So I took charge of one of these 75s. And I was the youngest member of the crew. And she was not a bad ship.
Well, John.
Anything that was burned and to be thrown over the side at wartime, mm-hmm. wartime, and the mess tables were priced up overhead, and you sit on the deck and add your dinner. Of course, there was no bread then in them days. We used to go to Mudros to coal. Mudros. Mm. Otherwise, we was round. we was round the Dardanelles. And we was there before the landing and during the landing and after the landing. But it was May the 15th, I think, 15. The U-boats made their appearance out there, see? And we got torpedoed. It was at past 12 in the middle of the day. I was down in the basement having me pee-doo in Salt Park. And we dropped that. I hopped up the gun. I had about half a dozen hands up there and loaded the gun and got up on the platform to have a look, see what was happening. See? The officer of the turret, he was up in the corner. He would have been if he'd been there. So he got his head and shoulders above the lookout. And all of a sudden I was lifted up. I was lifted up and pushed up against the ship's side. A torpedo hit us in the starboard beam. This was off Garbatik at the Dardanelles. That's outside the Dardanelles, mm-hmm. on the Athens side. And she was only 11,000 tons of light, that ship, you know. She pushed over, come back again. The gun was loaded. Not that he'd be much good because he didn't have any rifle in him. I'd have fired thousands of rounds out of it. Mm. There was no rifle in it. We wanted to bombard the narrows, the straits going up to Turkey.
Yes.
See? We used to simply load the gun, put it at its full elevation, and stand by and let go. There was no sights because there was no rifle in it. That's how she went down. I went up, I climbed up on top of the deck, and the captain that was up there, and I heard the commander say to the captain, Everybody for themselves, sir? He said, yes. He said, that's the only thing. So I nipped over, and we had the nets out. The torpedo
did
nets.
We had the torpedo
nets out.
They didn't stop the torpedo. It didn't stop the torpedo.
No, it went right through. German torpedo went right through. And right opposite where they struck on the starboard beam, there was a galley on the upper deck. And it blew up the galley with the PD all over. Yeah. And I jumped out the starboard side, the port side, opposite my turret. The ship was then this in the starboard, I think. This in the starboard. So I run along. I didn't have any, never used to wear any boots in them days. I run along the net shelf, and the torpedo boom was up like that then, because the ship had a lift on it.
Yeah.
See? And I dived off. I was a pretty good swimmer. I was a pretty good swimmer. I could swim before I joined the Navy, as I shouldn't have joined the Navy at all. And, I swam to the destroyer, Thelma, destroyer. We had a destroyer along with us. And I just got hold of her waiter's paws. This is, she went up alongside the Triumph, took a few off on the quarter deck. Then she was going to trip over them. And English, the skipper's name was English, I think, then. He went full speed astern, broke the glass line that the ship was towed up with. See? And I just managed to get over the Widow's Falls. The bloke slung me an evil line. That's how I got out of that lot. When I got aboard there, some days afterwards, Doug said to me, he said, "Did you see that tiffy in front of you running along the next shelf?" I said, "Yeah, there was a artillery." He said, "Didn't you see him drop his collar belt?" You know what the collar belt is?
Yes. No.
He's a collar belt. He used to wear next door to the skin.
Yes.
Flannel. Very thick flannel. He used to have pockets in. Mm-hmm. That's where you used to keep your money in them days, with gold and silver and stuff. Yeah. He said, "Didn't you see that Tiffy drop his collar about there?" I said, "No." He said he did. And he said, "You know, there was 150 pounds in there." Yeah. Don't still forget that. Anyway, I swung to the Chelmer. While I was in the water, she turned upside down. And then she evened off. All right. A lot of them went back, climbed over the top, and stood on the propeller shaft. went to an old... They took us to a piano liner, Carmania. It's like the Cunard liner. And we went to Malta. Now, during that time, it was about five ships got sunk out there. And I saw some of them go down. I saw a French battleship blow up. In the Dardanelles, I shelled it. I was looking out at my gun sight, and she was on the port bow in the Dardanelles, halfway up, and shelled her against the mainmast. All of a sudden, she burst right open. Time she sunk, we got up there, and I see two or three in the water. There was only about five, I think, saved their election. And well, there was two or three there that were sunk up there. Anyway, I didn't have much military knowledge then. I could see at the time that we wasn't doing any good. They wasn't doing no good there. They was always in the same place, never seemed to make any forward movement. And that's how I finished up with the fight in the Dardanelles. So we come to New Joss, to Malta, and come home in the that's right. Went to the victory, look, see. That's when I joined the submarines.
Mm. You volunteered, did you?
Oh, yeah, sure. It was all volunteers then. Yeah, submarines. Of course, that's another chapter altogether. It's submarines is quite different than what the other day I can assure you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite different. My first boat was a sea boat.
Oh, yes.
A sea boat. She had an acid battery. Mm-hmm. Experimental, you know. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. An acid battery. Most of the time I done was on they haven't got the boats.
The boats don't know. I mean, no. It's just Dalton and
now, I was the e-boats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went to the Dolphin, had about a week's training there, and it was up in Barrow Inferno standing by a new boat, E-21. I commissioned her, and We nearly lost her. We got to, we came to, come round to Chatham for the time being. Then we went to the Dardanelles again. Got as far as Jim. In those days, the submarine, as soon as they got outside the harbor, if they didn't have an escort along with it, as soon as they got outside the harbor, used to flood a couple of tanks so as to lower the boat down into the water. See? That's what we was doing outside of Gibraltar. There was us in the E-25. I should never forget a captain coming down with a letter from the conning tower. He said, take her down. And he just shut the conning tower, and she tipped up. Yeah, she tipped up. You never believe this. Boat with four departments. Mm-hmm. See, the fourth torpedo, the control room, the engine room, and the steering department. You see? Just going to sea. All things was littered on the floorboard. Underneath the control room was the battery. See? You used to have one there and one out. She tipped up all of a sudden. I was stood here, just going to take over the wheel. Was at the in the control room. Yeah.